Ignition sequence start. This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3, go.
Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Hello, goodbye.
Good morning. And we gotta go.
I'm just kidding. So, welcome to Life Matters.
Yeah.
Happy day after your birthday.
Thanks. I survived another one.
Right. Should I be quiet? Do you have a headache?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I don't get hangovers.
Good, because Renee's coming up, so there'll be no quietness today.
Yeah, no, we gotta be serious today, too.
Right.
No goofing around.
Right. 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 What day is today?
Sunday, 27th.
God.
Happy birthday, Zachary.
I feel bad for that calendar.
Why?
It's days.
Because you never look at it?
It's days are numbered.
Oh, jeez.
It's my tribute to Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. All right, serious.
It was a good one. Where do you find a tortoise with no legs?
On the floor.
Where you left it.
And
I figured that I'd have to catch you on a... You know, on a night that you're in a morning that you're tired from the night before to get you to laugh at my jokes. So, yeah.
I laugh at your jokes because they're generally funny.
Generally, I try to be funny. So is today Zach's birthday?
Yes. It is.
Aw.
He was my birthday present many years ago.
Oh.
36, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting up there.
Yeah. Couldn't take it back, though. Couldn't trade it in.
Yeah, no, I couldn't
try
to
find
some
kind of present
either.
That I'm stuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah, no regrets.
No. Well, once he had Jackson.
Well, yeah.
Now we're okay. Right?
Well, we were okay before that, too, but it was like the icing on the cake.
Right, right. That made it solid.
That's right.
Solidified your relationship with your parents.
Made it sweet.
Bringing the grandchildren into the picture.
That's
how my mom and dad
here.
Would say, my mom would say, oh, if I could have just skipped the kids and gone straight to the grandkids, and I was all offended. And then I had grandkids, and I was like,
not
yes.
Completely wrong.
I would have skipped me, too.
Yeah.
Like, especially during those teenage years.
Best job
years.
In the world.
Whew. Yeah,
being
I was
a grandparent.
Bad. I was bad. Let's see. I have a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of stuff to talk about. Hey, did you? No, you went into the military, so you didn't have student loans, did you?
No.
When you take out loans, do you generally sign a piece of paper and then agree to pay them back?
Every time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I pay them back. Every
what?
Time.
You mean nobody comes and pays them for you?
No.
Mm-mm. What?
Never.
You have never asked the taxpayers to pay your loans?
Never. I could not do that with a clear conscience.
Huh.
I couldn't look at myself in a mirror if I expected somebody else to pay off my debt.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I have a conscience.
Yeah.
Some don't.
Well, you know, it's not our fault that the previous administration in their 4 years of dementia-filled decision-making and promises made... That they promised you something that they could have never delivered on, that it was illegal to deliver that to you.
Right.
So we're sorry that now you have to start paying after 5 years of hiatus when you could have been making payments interest free. We're sorry that you have to pay your student loans back, but you have to pay your student loans back.
Talk about a disservice to the people that thought they were actually going to get that paid off, but now they're going to owe more money because interest compounds.
Right.
I mean, this is another example of why liberalism is a mental disorder.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, I would be for maybe giving them a little bit of relief on some of the interest, perhaps, that has accrued over that time. And because the whole reason the whole thing started when, during COVID, you know, nobody was working, nobody could do anything. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But since then, you've gone back to work, you've finished school, you've done this, you've done that, and you knew, ultimately, whether you want to admit it out loud or not, that you were going to have to start making those payments again, and you knew that you could have made whatever, even if you were paying $20 a month for a while, whatever, that you could have done something and you didn't do it. So,
I don't have a lot of compassion for anybody that took advantage of that hiatus during COVID because of what you said.
Right.
And why would you not continue to pay your bills?
Like, once you could again, okay, you were out of work for 6 months during COVID, okay, you got a job, then you start paying them again.
Right.
And you have the luxury, you could have paid it off
and there
with
was
no
jobs
interest.
Available.
Right.
We're still trying to recover from that.
Yeah.
So I honestly, I do not have a lot of compassion for
I just
them.
Don't, I mean, I
or
think
sympathy,
that,
I should say.
Right. And I think that it's a sad reality
mm-hmm.
that these students thought that that was going to fly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the rest of
they
us
went
kinda...
to college. You think they'd know better.
Well.
Back to that. Did I tell you about liberalism?
I have my feelings about college. Like, why do you have billions of dollars in an endowment and you're getting federally you're getting money? No.
They need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Just stop. But that's not till the end
no,
of the show.
No, that's later.
Right. Right. In the meantime, though, Renee is here.
Yes.
And she's got some stories. And it's time.
I noticed, yeah.
The toys are out. The weather is kicking
right.
up.
Right. This is insurance season.
Right. Like, she will remind us of what we need to do and not forget, hopefully. I'm sure we'll get off on about 11 different tangents, but that's okay.
With Renee?
No.
She's focused.
I know.
This is all business. All the time.
Oh my God. Renee Wilking joins us right after this, right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
I'm quiet.
You're never quiet.
Okay. Well, nobody believed that I, she's
especially
quiet.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Renee Wilking joins us.
I'm
morning.
Quiet. I'm quiet this morning. I'm
while
tired.
You're talking.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
I'm
tired.
She's tired from.
Hard.
From partying with Tom.
Gosh, Tom's birthday last night.
Tom's old as dirt now. Retired and now old
that's
as dirt.
Kind of a fact.
I don't know. There's people that argue the fact that he's retired.
I don't know if I'm retired.
Yeah, I think
you're
he
working
works,
probably more now.
He does. I think he's got 16 jobs.
It's not really work now, though. It's fun.
Well, you pick and choose what you want to do.
Kinda.
But didn't you kind of do that when you were working like your last 5 years?
No.
Didn't you get to kind of pick? I mean, didn't you get like, no?
No.
Crime
calls
is crime.
Just came as they
crime
came.
Crime is crime, and you just kind of like get that, you know.
Yeah. I did not have the luxury of saying, yeah, I don't want to do that. Or even better yet, it's my Friday, and I don't want to take that call.
Yeah.
Never got that ability. All the police department guys are going, I know what he means.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My father-in-law just drove the paddy wagon the last 5 years. You
well,
know,
that,
so
that would be
that was
all right.
That was all his jam. He would like pick up and sit at Freightert or at County.
Yeah,
just,
I couldn't.
You know, just sit on him all day.
I couldn't do that.
Jam. That was his jam the last 5 years.
Even when I wanted to slow everything down, I still did what was put in front of me.
Yeah,
you
I couldn't
don't know
in
how
office.
To do that, right? You don't know how to. Yeah,
you don't know how to sit around.
It. Yeah.
No, I'm not very good at it.
No.
Clearly.
Mm-mm.
You need to work on that.
No,
I don't think so.
Find a good book.
No, I can't. I can
I
read.
I swear to God,
okay,
if I go over to their house and he's in a lawn chair reading a book with a little foo-foo drink
just
and an umbrella in it, I will.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, now if I'm working on a carburetor and drinking some Jack, then we're good.
You're on it.
No,
right.
He could be sitting on his motorcycle reading a book.
No.
With a beer.
No.
Just sitting in your...
That doesn't even make sense. How do you sit on a motorcycle and read a book?
You just sit there, lean back, and just reading a book and drinking your beer and...
That's hard to do when it's running.
Yeah,
well,
going down the road.
You don't run it. I'm just saying sitting in your...
Well, I'm not sitting on it unless I'm riding it.
In your man cave. I'm just trying to slow your roll a little
bit.
Well,
you are talking silly today.
Silliness. I know. Don't.
You did have too much last night.
I know. Jeez, my nickname is Noped, and
right.
I even know that.
Yeah. Sit on a motorcycle.
Sit on a motorcycle and not move.
That's a good way to get locked up.
I know. That's a good way to lose all
here
your friends.
Here comes the guys with the white coat.
Because everybody has so much respect for you. Yeah. What do you do?
You
I sit on my
wouldn't.
Motorcycle in the garage and go vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah, come on over and kick my butt because I need it.
I read Oprah's latest
book. Oh, my God.
Her favorite things.
I'd have to kick my own butt if I did that. What happened to you? They got mad at me.
It's one of those Sundays.
Yeah, welcome.
It is. It is.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
Appreciate it. God, the gang's all here.
Woohoo. So what are we going to talk about?
No, I don't know.
Not reading books on motorcycles. That's just
it's
weird.
Insurance time. You check your gutters. Make sure the downspouts are good. Not,
oh,
you
good
know.
God.
Yeah.
And moving on.
And pay your insurance premiums on time because companies aren't reinstating. Let's just do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I got my boat insurance thing, and I'm going to sell the boat, so I'm not going to pay the insurance on the boat.
That works.
I think
that makes sense. It's called, that is called self-insurance. You are willing to self-insure during the time that the boat is up for sale.
That is sitting.
And that is a form of being fiscally responsible for some things.
Well,
right?
The other thing is
she's acting all growed up.
I know, she's all growed up now with the big house now and stuff.
No, you just said gutters, and I hate to tell you, but like that 28-foot or 38-feet, million-feet ladder, I need that ladder now because, yeah, one of the gutters came off at the very top.
Oh, no.
On the third floor.
We can fix that.
Yeah. So.
See, Tom can fix everything. You have like a built-in handyman. And Ty. I do. Between him and Ty.
I mean, right? We just, you know, he's not Spider-Man. He can't scale the wall. So.
Right. Well, he took all the vines off.
I
if
know.
He had the vines on there, could have crawled up the vines and fixed it.
Yeah, you could have done that, right?
See,
well,
you
not got, thinking
you
ahead.
Two things in order. I need the vines to get this done. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, no, I'm not. Like, besides, I think it's a lot of work for them to take my money, cash the check, and then turn around and
cancel it right away.
Me a refund 3 days later because I sold the boat, because that's what will happen.
You will sell the boat very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what you got to look at. There's things like, you know, as long as nobody's driving it and it's
right.
just sitting there, you're self-insuring it's sitting there that somebody's going to steal it or that a tornado's going to take
and
it.
And if that's the price you pay for a quick sale... Pay that
That's
price.
What you, yeah.
Right.
Right.
It's not
it gone.
Now, if you're putting it for sale and somebody's going to test drive it,
nope.
Then you need to make sure that you keep coverage on it, right?
They
like
can,
when you're selling a car, don't take that off until it's done because people are going to get in the car and drive it, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So you need
don't
to make
that
sure
car,
that it's covered.
Ever.
Otherwise,
sure.
Oh, people do it all the time. Oh, I'm fine. That you know, the guy's going to test. He's just going to go around the block. I'm like, oh, lordy, lordy. You know, that's when something happens. Somebody who doesn't know the car, doesn't know the brakes, doesn't know the area. Lordy, lordy, you're going to get in an accident. It was a long night last night.
Lordy, lordy.
Oh, lordy, lordy. I'm going to talk like Granny Nay.
Does full coverage, you have to have full coverage?
Well, if you want your car covered, because the collision coverage the vehicle. The liability covers who you hurt.
Right.
Like
so
if you hit somebody with your car.
If so... I wasn't sure if we were going to go down that road.
I knew
so
we were going to get there eventually.
Yes. Yeah.
I was not going to guess.
Somebody takes you out, you know, on your car while you're walking, you know.
At the gas station parking lot.
And, you know, yeah, that's liability.
So if that guy doesn't have full coverage, is
I don't care if he's
everything...
I don't care if his truck. I'm thinking his truck is fine. It was a big old
right.
3500
yeah,
truck.
Who cares about his truck?
So, yeah. So somebody hit my husband and
yeah.
took off.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were going to
No, we
make
can talk about
it,
because I'm really mad.
So
she's really mad.
I'm really mad, yeah.
She was really mad before she walked in here.
I was really mad, yeah.
And it wasn't around here.
It wasn't
so
around
don't
here.
Don't go start,
no.
you know,
and
looking
my husband's
for the
a big guy, so I don't. You can't say you didn't see him.
Right.
Because he was right
Spun
there.
Spun him around, though,
Spun
didn't
him
it?
Around, took his shoulder out,
right.
and yeah.
He didn't
probably
fall.
Got,
he didn't fall
down.
He didn't fall because he was
so
just...
So he's athletic, too.
Well...
He's a man's man.
He didn't fall down the stairs,
he
did he?
He didn't fall. Yeah.
Or out of the hot tub.
Oh, the shush. The comparisons just aren't good here,
guys. We got
guys.
A lot of information
oh,
here.
Geez.
We have a lot. We do have a lot on her.
A little
yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, now they're all mad at me.
Yeah, I
was got
walking
e-bike.
Across the yard, and next thing I know, bam, right on the ground.
I know.
Did you? But did you get two?
I have two e-bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike.
We're both in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to be riding around, but. Yeah.
Do they have training wheels on
no.
them?
No, they don't, but my kids got me a really good helmet.
Remember, well,
I'm
good.
Like, what the heck is that
Because remember Florida when you got hit by the tree?
Oh, yeah, I did
Oh,
get
wait,
by
did
the
you
tree.
Hit the tree?
You know,
I can't
no,
remember
I
how
just,
that one went.
Well, that one I was just walking, and I hit the tree because it I didn't see it. I was talking.
I'm shocked.
Boosh, down to the ground.
And Mike's not athletic.
Well, Mike wasn't there at the time. That was some friends, and we're just walking, and I don't know, the branch was just there, and I didn't see it. Everybody else must have seen it because they didn't hit it.
Donk. Splat.
I just went down to the ground.
Where'd Renee go?
Funny.
And there was no alcohol involved. We were just walking to get coffee.
Part
on
of the
that
problem.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah.
been proven that if you have a couple cocktails in there, your reactions are quicker. It's not true at all.
Well,
no.
I tucked and rolled down the stairs way better, I think, because I had a couple cocktails when I fell down the flight of stairs.
Well, at least it doesn't hurt.
I don't remember
right away.
That story going that way.
The flight of stairs?
No, I remember the flight of stairs. I don't remember the tuck and roll was being good.
Well,
she didn't.
I didn't die.
Right.
I cracked some ribs.
She didn't
I laughed my spleen. I don't know. There wasn't a lot done.
Didn't die. I was in ICU for a month and a half.
A
but
little concussion.
I didn't die.
I know some blood, but you know, spattered on the wall that the boys cleaned up before I came home, so I wouldn't
I had
have
a rib
to
thing.
It.
I had a couple. I had a knee thing. That arm
really,
thing.
I still don't remember. But this is what.
Yeah,
I'm
she
told.
Doesn't even know.
I don't
was
remember.
Concussed.
I was concussed.
Jeez.
But he's doing
anyway,
okay.
Anyway, back to
Mike. Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, no, Mikey's fine. He heard they gave him a cortisone shot so he could golf for a little while.
So well, with that, priorities.
That was really important. They couldn't get him in right away.
Listen,
so.
Ty would do the same thing to play softball.
I got a bocce ball tournament that I got to go to in a week.
I can't have surgery right now.
And I'm not going to do it lefty. This is my annual bocce tournament.
You
got
to give him credit after getting run over by a semi. He's able to do that. And just jump right up and get back in the game.
It went from a big 350 to a semi, but that's okay.
Well, it's a train.
Very dramatic.
It was a train.
Got hit by a train.
He fell out of the cargo area of a plane.
Lord. Yeah.
That darn Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He had a Grateful Dead flashback. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, geez. Anyway. So ultimately, though, the guy can get in a lot of trouble, not only legally, because he drove away.
And hitting somebody that can be considered a felony.
Right.
It's not considered a felony.
It is a felony. And then the other thing is, if he has insurance, then his liability would help pay for Mike's surgery that he's going to have this fall. But the other thing is, if he doesn't have insurance, then you have what's called uninsured motorists on your auto policy, even though our auto was not involved in it. You can then go on to that for injuries. You can go on to your uninsured motor. So it'll be a learning tool. I've got 3 new employees, and this is going to be a nice learning tool for them.
But you said the truck was new enough that he likely has full coverage.
Well, and it
because
was a big 3500 truck that was pretty new. Like, nobody can probably buy that thing for cash. So I'm sure there's a loan on it.
So you have to have full coverage. How long do you anticipate him having insurance after he's involved in a hit and run?
Oh, unless he's with something like Progressive or Geico, he'll lose his insurance every renewal. Yeah. But Progressive or Geico, they'll stay on it, but his rates will
skyrocket.
Yeah, definitely. But he may lose his license, obviously, for this as well. So, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's going to depend on the court system.
Yeah, of course. It always comes down to
at least it was all on camera.
Because
it happened right in front of the gas station.
Freedom is probably the first thing he's going to lose. And rightfully so. Yeah.
But out of any place to do that and do a hit and run, you don't do it right where all the cameras are in front of a gas station.
Don't talk about cameras. People don't think about that.
They're stupid. They're everywhere.
The victim a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's...
But they're everywhere.
They are.
Not near enough.
Can't, blow your nose without it being
country,
on camera.
But like
that's not true. I blew my nose later yesterday.
I got
nobody
it.
Knows.
No, it's
nobody
on my camera.
Nobody did?
Sure? No, I'm sure.
Amy knows.
We're talking with Renee Wilging from Henrik's Wilging Insurance Company. Okay, you guys, stop doing the drugs before you come in here. Jeez.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oops, busted.
Yeah, we're
lay
we're
off
old
the
people.
Snow.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine that. Too many cups of coffee. Gets
right, that's
down.
Just what she needs,
right.
Isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I would talk more.
But I don't think so.
Yeah.
Can she talk more?
96.1 minutes. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna
Should
happen.
We try it?
No.
Every week I'm ready.
That's over an hour and a half.
Yeah, I can talk forever. Give me
Renee.
Monster.
Guess what next Saturday is.
Yes.
That's a
next
lot of...
Saturday
will be May.
May 4th?
3rd.
3rd.
And it's our Broadcaster Association Awards Banquet.
That we win every year.
Well, most years.
But if we win
this year, it's going to be 10 years of Station of the Year. Not in a row, but...
You guys have... I mean, I'm sorry.
It'll be more than...
If you've ever walked into this place...
The lake wins something every year.
Yeah,
we win stuff every year.
Something every year, but... You guys always, there's awards everywhere here different
they're
programs
everywhere.
That you do. And
you haven't seen the ones that we don't, they're in the back, because we don't have anywhere to put
them. It's amazing how many awards,
But I have a great team. I always have great teams. Don't look at me.
It's awesome.
I just surround myself with people who know what they're doing.
But you know
what
you're doing.
Yeah, but it starts with
you. Yeah, it starts with you.
I kind of do.
You manage it, and you know what they're doing, and you control content.
I leave them alone.
Can't say P words, you're just really good about that, and,
We do our best shows.
I've fired people over P words.
Yeah.
I've heard that to be true.
Yeah.
Life Matters does its best shows when I'm quiet.
That's not true.
I don't think so.
No.
It's fun having the male opinion. Otherwise, we really get on it.
Well, I
got to
keep you two in line. That's what I
good luck.
Do.
Yeah, well, no. So last year I couldn't go. And so Tom, the very first award given is Best Morning Show.
Right.
Oh, okay.
For radio. And so he'd never been, right? Well, we won. Best Yay. Morning Show. And but he's like, I don't know what to do.
Totally screwed it up.
Right.
Was it like, for Life Matters or,
yeah,
or
for Life Matters?
Yeah, for Life Matters. It was very cool.
So yeah, we're nominated again.
Woo woo.
But we're nominated against our own. We're nominated against Good Morning Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, there's competition. I would love to win it again, but there's a lot of, tough competition. Yeah.
No, it's
just being nominated is
and
huge.
It's me and you and Eric, our own Eric Paulson from Good Morning Wisconsin, and then probably WCOW. I don't know. Our main arch rivals.
Arch rivals.
Yeah,
hey, that means that there's good quality radio going out.
We're frenemies.
We almost rumbled last year.
Well, yeah. You got to have a frenemy.
Rumbled.
That's all I could come up with.
Well,
they're very nice people.
She is. So yeah. Suzanne is, her and her husband own WCOW. They're up in Sparta.
Oh, okay.
And we have gone, the only other people who have won small market station of the year is WCOW. It's either us or them.
Sure.
And we won it like 3 or 4 years in a row when it first started. And then finally they came in and won it. And the owner, her husband, has passed away since then. But he came up to me when they won and he goes, well, you know, you've had a target on your back for quite a while.
Ooh, boy.
And I was like,
them is fighting words.
Yeah. But he was cool. No, he was good. He was good. And then
now,
the next
year. Do podcasts count for radio or no?
We don't do any podcasts.
No, you don't. But like, do podcasts come into?
Yes, there are things that we could enter if we did them.
Okay.
We just don't.
Okay. I was
right now.
Say,
we have a couple.
I didn't know if they kind of fell into the same. You know, because there's so many podcasts
there. It's best use of social media.
Oh, okay.
So there's still have to be a broadcaster. You can't just do a podcast on your
own.
Only
and still qualify.
No, because it's all the Broadcasters Association is all the radio and TV stations in Wisconsin.
That are licensed and broadcasters.
There's a lot of different categories. I was absolutely floored with how many different categories there
were. Did you have to get all dressed up?
Yeah, yes, I was in a suit.
Did you get a tux?
No,
you don't have to.
No, okay.
This year the theme is masquerade.
Yeah.
So the guys is always easy.
Yeah.
Like whatever, they can wear their suits and ties.
But nobody's
whatever.
Looking it's at the guys; they're all looking at the girls.
The girls
you got to go get your
like
gown and yeah.
But I have this dress that is just drop dead gorgeous. I just love it, and I got it for my stepson's wedding.
Is it kind of like a good masquerade?
It's a
type
flower.
One?
No, not really. But I've made it like it's going to be.
I
only got to wear it the one time.
Right.
And I love it. It's just gorgeous, and I'm going to wear it on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
And then it's masquerade, so we have the jewels to stick on your face.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And they're like pastel colors and shiny.
So you don't
actually have
to have a mask on.
I will lose the mask.
Right.
I will break the mask.
And you sweat on those it'll be easier to just have
it'll drive me crazy.
Right.
So, so it's perfect. And then that's what I'm going to do. And the dress looks fabulous because I needed to make sure that, because my husband's ex was there, right?
Right, so you got it,
It's the best dress ever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That'll be awesome.
I don't hold any
pictures.
Grudges against
her. I need to see you all cleaned up.
Me?
Yeah, I need to see, because I see you Sunday mornings, really. It's not, and
I know.
It's radio.
And generally,
she always looks
boots.
Nice. Yeah,
right.
She
does.
She's
got work to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Covered
you know,
in,
Sunday morning
covered in dust
radio,
or paint or
you know,
something. Yeah, we're
you
usually in our jammies.
I brush my teeth half the time.
I don't even know.
What
there we go.
I mean,
success. Victory.
Oh, God. Snort.
The snort victory.
The snort comes out. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, though, getting back to Mike's accident, though, because.
Getting back to Mike's accident.
Right, yeah.
Keep trying to get back to
Mike's near death experience.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to play that one.
We got hit by that
boat. Oh, we are.
No, the semi truck. It was just one step below a tractor.
He fell right out of space from the space pod.
Bam, right?
With the lady astronauts.
Yeah.
In their perfect hair.
Oh, and their cute little outfits.
Listen, they did not. I have this in my notes for later. They did not go to space.
No, they only went to like.
They didn't even go there.
I thought they
never
like
left the ground.
I thought it was like 80 miles up in the air, and that was it.
They never.
So
left.
In hindsight, Mike, we're really concerned about your accident and your injuries.
They
and
never
wishing
left
you the
ground.
Best.
Oh, thank you. Thank
yeah, we
you.
Really
I'll
are.
Let him know, and he'll be like, "What the heck are you putting that on the radio?"
Because it's an insurance lesson.
It
That's
is.
Right.
It's all about
is an
insurance.
Insurance.
Lesson.
Yeah, talk
insurance.
About the insurance.
You know, he wouldn't have been covering his eyes if he would have had an umbrella.
An umbrella with that.
Thank you for raining that
Indiana
day.
Oh,
I can't do anything right.
Slip that in.
You need to have that Wisconsin accent, not
I
that
don't.
Indiana
I
one.
I can't.
You can't say, don't you know.
Don't you know?
She did just
I
do did it.
Yeah. See,
I didn't even try.
Yay.
That was awesome.
Don't. I'd rather say
keep
don't you
that
know.
Up, and we'll
don't
think you're know. From East Troy. I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You're going to get
guys.
some
Indiana.
You're going to get some like calls on that
I know,
one.
Just email him.
Oh, well, yeah, but just, everybody knows they talk like that up yeah, there in
yeah,
East Troy.
Yeah. And that's the way you're talking right now.
Did I really?
Listen, my friend Katie lives up there in East Troy. She does not speak like
East
that.
East Troy is an awesome town. Have you ever been up there?
Yes, that's beautiful.
Oh, ETBT.
The blast, yeah.
ETBT is the best.
Mm-hmm. Your biggest beer tent.
It is. Well, it's just the music. Oh, I mean, they I always have Bella Kane there, so you always have a great time. And
yep.
Don't ever wear brand new white shoes there. I did that last year. That was the stupidest thing. Everybody's like, what the heck were you thinking?
Were you
I'm like, I don't know.
What the heck were you thinking?
First, you're glowing in the dark.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, they were like an hour old. I got them from Amazon, put them on because they were cute. And
were.
They're, yeah. They went to the garbage. There was nothing was coming. Yeah, I wasn't. They were going to be fire pit shoes, you know, where you can kick the fire for a while. And then I just said, forget it. Don't you have fire pit shoes? I have special tennis shoes I wear just when I'm sitting
boots.
By the campfire, and I can kick it, and I don't care if the rubber melts on my tennis shoes or anything. There,
I don't have special shoes, but I have a poker.
Yeah.
I just kind of take my poker and poke the fire around.
I try to stay a little farther away
I found out that
leg
when you put appendages into the fire.
I have super
especially
long
my
legs.
Fires,
I can kick, you know, yeah.
They have a tendency of getting red and blistering.
Right, sometimes they don't come out.
Mine are just pretty usually, so I just then I can kick things around a little bit and... They're my fire pit shoes. I have a pair at home and
this.
A pair up at the cabin.
Yeah.
Fire pit
all right.
shoes.
I don't. We
makes
also
complete sense.
We also cannot condone the use of tennis shoes to kick around
especially
your fire.
Especially when you fall a lot. Just, you know, just probably not a great
a
idea
stick.
To fall
but
into the fire.
WLKB does
so
not
one
support
day you
using
may
tennis
hear that.
Shoes for fire movers.
No insurance agents were harmed in the making of this program.
Or were they?
Well, maybe before, maybe after.
Watch out for the truck.
But not during.
I can't see my cinch chair on the radio, so we're good.
Did we ever talk about insurance?
We did a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Like,
I
pay your premiums
done.
Sometime.
I think we're done
people,
with insurance.
Companies are not reinstating
right.
you. Make sure your downspouts are
got
there.
Got that out of the way almost right away.
Yeah, kind of, because we knew we were going to go on a tangent.
Back to Mike for
this
the
is true.
Third time.
Yeah.
And we still haven't got back there yet.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But he didn't have any head injuries or anything. It's
no.
just his shoulder.
Just
cortisone
his shoulder.
Shot, he's golfing. He's
yeah.
good.
Well, yeah, got a cortisone shot
ball's
so he can play bocce ball.
Such
and,
a
you know,
dork.
That was,
I can't believe he said
it was very important that he plays bocce.
That is so funny.
Bocce yeah. And he's
fun.
Like, well, you know, the doctor's like, well, you know, we can't do surgery now for 12 weeks if you get a cortisone shot. It can't. And he's like, but I can play bocce.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, yeah, you know, I
but
love bocce.
But that makes sense. When I got hurt when I was with Town of Geneva. My right shoulder, I needed surgery on.
Right, yeah.
And the doc said, as soon as we can get you in, the better off it is. And I
right.
said, yeah, right after deer season.
Right, 100%. And that's
not
what he was thinking,
not
too.
Be hunting.
Ty would have done the same thing about softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, no, just, you know, I'll go.
Yeah.
If it doesn't hurt and I can kind of move it, we're good. It's not like I'm swimming or doing,
right.
like, you know, I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm not lifting things. I'm retired, you know. I want to be able to golf.
Not getting hit by trucks. I'm good.
Yeah.
Ty dislocated his shoulder at the top of the ski hill. We both got tangled up. It was probably my fault, but because you know I'm not a skier, and
she left the bar. Look what happened.
No, I know, right? And it dislocated his shoulder at the top of the ski hill, and I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta like we gotta call somebody. And he's like, I am not, because his brothers were up here, right?
Oh,
and he's like,
God,
I'm
no.
not going down in that basket.
No,
And he's like, hold on to my wrist, and he jerked and he popped it back into place and skied the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
Great. Yep, that's what they do.
And then
that's
had to have surgery like 2 weeks
do,
later.
But that's
yeah.
the only logical thing to do.
I think so, too. My youngest son, he ended up shattering his shoulder playing rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up having to have surgery where they had to cut his part of his shoulder apart and drill holes, and he's got cables holding together. And it was up like 3 inches further than the rest
so
of it.
So he's like an erector set now?
Yeah, he is. He's okay. like an erector set. It's kind of cool. But he's like, yeah, rugby season's not over. I got to keep playing. So he played rugby for like 5 more games, went through state rugby with a
wow.
shoulder that was totally messed up. And he's like, oh, I got a dead arm every now and then if I hit somebody wrong. And it came back alive.
Right.
I knew I was going in for surgery, but I needed to finish rugby.
I understand.
Yeah.
That.
And shoulder
yeah.
surgery is horrible.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was
worse
horrible. The second time. I don't know why people do it twice.
Right.
Yeah, that's
once really should
bad.
Be.
They say that's the worst surgery.
Yeah.
I've had knee, but
that
never
was my experience.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like the pain,
yeah,
especially if they have to cut the bone at all. That's what they said. Like, if it's just tissue, it's a lot easier. So they say it, like, I know anything. But if you have to cut the bone, that's when that pain lasts so much longer. Like, your mom.
Both.
Your mom would be.
They didn't cut the bone. They just took it out.
But that's still cutting it, isn't it?
If, no, I mean, they put a new one in.
The whole bone?
So how?
Yeah.
How is
from where to
level?
Where?
From the socket down to the end of the humerus.
So how is she doing?
That is not funny.
Pretty well.
Was the pain
there's
bad?
Nothing humorous about that.
Yeah, there's nothing humorous about that.
That's
but the pain
joke.
Is okay.
And I missed it.
Because
well,
shoulder
yeah,
pain
well,
is
she has
horrible.
A pretty high tolerance to pain. And
yeah, she raised
she
Tom.
She
I tell you,
you.
She should have no problem with pain after
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm a breath of fresh air.
Where's Amy?
Your wife just
needs
to come
she's shaking
out.
Her head
she
at home right
out
now.
Her coffee.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the phone to go off.
She's going
to
be like, okay, we need to call in here.
Initially, the pain was intense because the bone was split down the center and then broke out to the side. It was a really bad break. So her muscles and her bone were kind of fighting for a position of comfort against each other. So she was going through what I can only describe as contractions.
Oh, I can
where
imagine.
She'd be sitting there just fine, and all of a sudden, like,
right.
Very intense pain.
Do they put like a nerve block in? Did she
yeah,
nerve
she had
block?
A nerve block
okay,
in after
yeah.
surgery, but this was before surgery when she was so
just being that age and having to go through
of.
That, you know what I mean? That
right.
at that age, she should not be having to go through that kind
well,
of.
Well, no, but it's her own fault. She fell. I mean,
it's not her fault.
It's never anybody's fault when they fall.
Wait a minute. My entire life, every time something bad happened to me, my parents said, well, it's your fault.
Yeah, it was.
You
her? No.
No. Sometimes you fall and it's
God.
Not your
yeah,
fault.
No.
The dog gate opens, the bike hits
steps
the tree.
Just show up there.
Yeah, steps. Yeah. I don't know. The hot tub is too high.
E-bikes are really fast.
The cars come out
how
of
much
nowhere.
Wine?
Trucks.
But, yeah, somewhere. No, she had a fall. But after surgery, the pain's a lot better. And they did have a nerve blocker in, which I believe is out. It is out now. And she's managing it very well.
Oh, that's
she's
good.
In
that's
rehab
really good.
And all
that's
that,
just always
so.
Scary when you're older to
oh,
have
yeah.
something like that. You know, I mean, you hear like about hip replacements that, you know, they never tend to fully
right.
recover from
right.
them.
And
you
she's
know.
Still recovering from a wrist.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's kind of.
But she kept it all on
the
same arm.
I was
going to
say
smart.
Same side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, she
doesn't
pain
wing
anyway.
Fix,
she may as
so
well just make it last longer, right? Yeah.
She just spins around in a circle.
She does. Quack, 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 quack. But
now
she's doing very well.
Now
she's
your mom awesome. Is going to kick your butt when she hears this.
Well, you know what?
Because of me.
That's a motivation to recover.
Yeah. yeah.
when
she's
I not get coming out at me with
chair.
One broken wing.
Yeah, that's no. right.
She's going to need both of them.
But I think she can take you. So
she can.
Probably yeah. with just the one wing. So
and
yeah.
she's probably yeah. got her Medicare supplement. Is that's the insurance on there. Her
oh,
Medicare
yes.
supplement's going to pay for all this, right?
Yeah, we don't know.
Medicare, right Medicare. Well, that'll be your start.
Right.
Then yeah. then they will subrogate.
The nice thing is she's been away from
subrogate.
Home for a while, so I've taken all the wooden spoons, all the other tools of her trade away from her.
Oh, rulers,
so if she wants
spoons,
to come after me, she's going to have to find something else.
That's okay. Was she right-handed?
Yes.
Well, then, you know, this is her right wing, right?
That's, yes. what,
so
Amazon, that's what Amazon is for. So where is she?
You can buy them in
I'll
bulk
ship
now.
Her.
I'm
yeah.
not telling
some
you.
Spoons.
And you get those Pampered Chef ones. They have lifetime warranties. So when you break them, you get a new one.
Good call.
Hmm. Yeah, she's yeah. up with Marshall at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe when she
maybe
gets
we'll
home,
just
she'll
personally
have her little Pampered
him.
Chef, you know, delivery there. And
yeah, I don't trust
yeah.
either one of you two.
You shouldn't.
I didn't mean nothing. I take it all back. Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said none of that.
Happy birthday, Tom.
yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Great. Where were we?
We weren't.
No, we're
usually
never,
we
nowhere, nowhere.
We never get anywhere.
No. We're right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of anything that
insurance related.
Yeah,
stuff?
Insurance
well,
related.
It's
that's
you know we're
like
getting
making
storms,
headlines or
so
anything.
Right.
Just make sure you know.
But not this weekend. So motorcycles are out. Make sure they're insured, guys.
Yeah. Make sure. Yeah. Call your agent. Don't just assume that we know because we don't. Same with your sports cars. I had one this fall that said, "Okay, make sure you put my car in storage," and I went online and I'm like, well, it's been in storage all summer because you forgot to call me in the spring.
Oops.
Thank God he didn't get an accident. But we have that happen at least once a year where
that's
somebody
the only
forgets
reason he didn't get an accident because he didn't know.
Oh, you know, but it's
you
like.
You know it's not insured. Something bad's going to happen.
It's not your
every
agent's
time.
Responsibility to call
no,
you.
No, it's
you know?
Not.
So, but it, that's when we find out, like, okay, we're going to put it away now. You know, Dolly needs to be put away. And I'm like, okay, good. And then you go on there and like, well, Dolly's been put away the whole year. So.
Wow.
Didn't you notice you didn't get an increase in your premium?
I keep both motorcycle insurance cards on my bagger.
Oh, okay.
And in my wallet. well, yep. not my wallet, but what I carry for a wallet. And then I check them in the spring. And they're both good for a year.
Yeah, motorcycles are a little bit different. Motorcycles used to be where you can add them and take them on. But then we would get, like, we called them, you know, sunshine days in the mm-hmm. middle of January where people right. want to take them out. And they would. People
Stupid.
Do.
Stupid.
But so it costs so much money to add them on for a week and then take them off. So now insurance companies have those just annual premiums, and they just kind of rate it based on where you're located. Right. Like, it's prorated. Like, the farther north you are, the cheaper the premium is.
Because the shorter the season. As you get farther south.
Right. And same thing with boats. You know, it's cheaper.
Right.
Snowmobiles, it's more expensive here compared to, you know, Illinois. Just
sure.
your time.
Yeah, but for years, I haven't been doing any of that. I leave it on all year
yeah,
long.
Yeah, you don't have
they
to.
They go to Rock County Cycles in the winter.
Yep.
And they're covered. They both got full coverage on yep. them while they're in storage. And I know they're covered, too. So right. if anything happens, the bike shop's got mm-hmm. me. But why take the chance?
Why take
the
chance? And those are covered. Normally annual policies. It's the people that put their cars in storage for the winter. You know, you got to remember to call us, you know?
Right.
When we have our first nice day, I get tons. It's just tons of sure. emails and calls, and, like, we're adding them on. But same thing in the fall. But when you get at least once every year, every other year, somebody say we're putting her to bed. And it's like, yeah, she's been in bed all summer. Mm-hmm. You know, we got nothing. Well, right. I thought my wife was going to call. No, I got nothing.
Well, you know? Yell at your wife, not at me.
Yeah. So, no, they usually don't. They usually go, oh, my gosh, you know, well, wow, yeah. that's scary. You know, they don't ever blame us. You know, that's not our job to do that. But just watch that stuff.
I would. I'd say, Renee, really, I thought you had my back.
I do have people say, okay, we're going to put this on. And remember in September, take it off. And I go, absolutely not. You know, I said, okay, so it doesn't work that way.
What? You don't remember me?
I need you to call me because what if, I don't know what the weather's going to be like in September. Maybe right. you want to keep it on until October. This
she
is
doesn't
not my
even
problem.
Do that for her own husband. She's no. like, honey, you're going to have to call me.
Yeah.
When your bocce's over.
Right. Yeah. And watch out for that truck.
Yeah. Don't block your eyes again. Don't worry about your glasses getting foggy. Don't
Yeah. You know you're dizzy? The mirror.
Yeah. Take an umbrella.
Take an umbrella next
keep
time.
Keep your eyes open.
Hey.
The poor guy.
To his thing, he was trying to get home for Easter. He was up yes. turkey hunting, and he was trying to get home to me.
Did he get
me.
A turkey?
He did not get a turkey.
Ooh, that hurts even worse.
But he's back up there now. Oh. And he's got well, another week or whatever, so he'll be able to get that. But I don't know.
Tell him to get gas somewhere else on the way home. Fill up before he leaves.
Yeah.
Stop at Quick Trip.
I don't know. I
just don't know how you drive away. Like, dude, okay, thanks, bye. And
he didn't
no.
even, he didn't even
do
ask.
That. He just kept going.
He kind of went, sorry, like through the window.
Right.
And took off.
Like, you made eye contact with him.
He made eye contact and said sorry.
And then
well,
drove
that's
away.
That's even worse.
Like, mouth sorry.
Right.
Like, and then that was it.
All right, I know I hit you, and I really don't care.
And I got to get to my ham. I don't know. That was because it was Easter Sunday. So he had to get to his ham? I don't know.
Did he have his ham with him? Because he said he parked in a parking lot.
I don't know.
He must have dropped his ham on the floor of the truck, and he went over to McDonald's and got something to eat.
I don't know. Oh, then he ended up over at the McDonald's, so maybe he needed his filet of fish really bad. I
got
don't know.
Horrible taste. Can't even talk to a guy that does that.
Poor Mikey, though. You know, I like this the old man got hit. And people are talking, this old man got hit. And Mike, you know, Mike's 63. And he's
that's not that old.
No. I mean, he's gray, but he doesn't look like an old, wrinkly old man.
No, we haven't grayed. We're not naturally gray. We pay for this.
Exactly. So, but, you know, oh, did you see that old man got hit by that truck?
And Mike, did he say no? Where?
Mike was like very insulted. Like, I mean, like I'm fine.
I would
I'm
be
fine.
Too.
I would have had some words.
He's like, yeah. It was younger kids that said that. Did you see the old man got hit?
Well, I'm telling you what, when they get this age, they're not going to feel old.
Mm-mm.
I just think
it's going to
play.
Do
I look old? I think
where is this gas station? I want to talk to these kids.
I know, right? Well, it'll be just a customer. It wasn't
you
the people
youngins.
That were there. I know, right? But
generation whatever.
Right.
Newville.
Newville.
Right off the eye.
Yep. Taco John.
Right by the McDonald's.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Seriously.
It's where they don't like old people.
Poor Mikey.
Seriously.
Poor Mikey.
See the old guy. See, that would have ticked me off more than the guy hitting me.
Well, and they all came up, and then some older lady said, oh, did you hear about a guy that got hit in the Home Depot parking lot? I think he died. Are you okay? And
Mike's like,
what the heck? Can we not have this conversation?
And Mike said, I'm old and dead?
I was like,
He's like, Mike's like, I what just happened to me? Get out of
I gotta
there.
Go.
I just want to go golfing.
That's what he was. He was
no
like,
wonder he didn't go,
go
to the hospital.
My
Jeez.
Wife is making him, and my whole family is there, and I need to just show up.
But I mean, you and I both know that at a certain age, we just lose the filter. Like,
yeah.
We do not care anymore.
No, we don't. You
oh, the last
don't.
Guy died. Are you okay?
I know. I used to be nicer.
So assuming you had a filter at one time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Did you have a filter?
Nope.
How long it was as much how, as yours.
Yeah, mine was really good. I always cared about what people thought of me. Now I don't.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
I don't
My
anymore.
Mom would say that I've never had a filter.
I think you do.
Yeah, you had to because
you
otherwise.
You were a cop and military.
Yeah,
you didn't
had
have a
to.
Otherwise, would you tell your chain of command off?
Right.
You know, you had to have some kind of filter because I'm sure you have thoughts about your bosses.
Is a filter or self-control?
I've never worked for a bad boss.
Good answer. See, the filter's still there.
Listen, none of them
Especially
listen.
Especially at the City of Lakes Neva Police Department.
Well.
You need to check to see if Officer Walzer's out there when we leave.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. More phone calls.
Again.
More phone calls.
Again.
Again. Well, we're consistent.
More
Hey, Willie.
They just sit out there and shake their head right away.
They do laugh at me a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God.
Heard the show last week. That was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice job, Tom.
Nice job, Tom.
Yeah. I'll have to say the Newville gas station, the attendants and the people that work there came running to him.
Oh,
and
of course.
They were really good. I was pretty impressed with
it was
them.
Just
so they all ran to help the old man.
Bratty customer.
That got hit by the
yeah.
semi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little snot-nosed customers.
The big tractor trailer truck. The international
good.
Harvester.
Are
that
you okay? Dang, you're old.
He fell right out of that airplane.
Poor Mikey.
No kidding.
I'm just going to make sure that he doesn't listen to this, but...
Yep. When you get home, there's going to be a note that said I went golfing.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go play bocce ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he should listen. I think we should send it to him. He'll love it.
Well, yeah,
he'll love it.
He's got a great sense of humor. He really does.
He has to.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Something
because,
married to
you
me.
Know,
but yeah.
She fell out of tub again.
The trip stumble and fall wise.
We're not going anywhere because people are starting to think I hurt you because I have a black eye all the time because I walk into walls and I walk into trees and I have black eyes and... I actually had one person come up to me and say,
"Are you safe at home?
Are you okay?"
Yeah.
I mean, I love Mikey, but are you okay? This is like the third black eye I've seen you have,
right.
And I'm like,
it's
not him. It's totally
it's the kids.
I said, if anybody's hitting anybody, it would probably be me, him, because I'm way more mean than he is. He's just a nice guy, and he would not.
Yeah,
but people have come. Are you sure? Because
do you feel safe
in
your
there's
home?
Been
well,
a
that's
few...
what they ask at the hospital.
Yeah.
And then when Ty goes, you know, when Ty goes in for his, they ask him. If he feels safe at home, and he tells him
no, every time.
No,
yeah.
Every time. He's like, no.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it's all me. It's got nothing to do
the
with
rare occasions I went in, they just say, what, you again?
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Mike
just goes,
you probably
oh,
deserved it. Right, yeah.
I just get Mikey goes, oh, nay, not again. And then he's got to pick me up and... Come on, let's get her to bed.
Right.
Get some ice.
We know you're safe in your home.
Yeah.
You got a really nice husband. You're hit by a truck a lot, but you're a really nice husband.
Hey, maybe he'll start falling instead of me.
They quit calling the Mike. They call him the truck magnet now.
Oh, if anybody thinks they need your advice about anything.
About falling?
Insurance yeah.
Falling,
or falling.
Getting up.
When you see it happening, when you feel like you're falling, tuck and roll.
Oh,
tuck and roll.
That's good.
And if you got a big truck coming at you, duck.
Duck.
Don't duck. Turn around and go the other way.
It had to have been the mirror.
Yeah.
Those mirrors stick
could've
out
been,
along
yeah.
the way.
No, he got hit from the front, the whole front
oh,
end
it?
Of the truck hit him.
He. Wait a minute.
Mike got hit by the front of the truck.
Drove right straight
bumper.
into him.
Yeah.
Into his body. So the truck hit
well,
him.
I was assuming this was just a mirror thing because he's, wow.
No,
that's even worse.
The front of the truck hit him and he had his arm up because he was trying to make his glass
right.
not fog in because it was rainy a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah, I got all that.
But it was the front end of the truck and because it was an F3.
Was it
because
it was raining or was he going, what the hell's that coming at me?
He was looking straight ahead, and then this guy came around and was going relatively fast and came around. So it's not like he was going slow and just going where Mike could have gotten out of the way.
Right.
He came around the pumps and came and took
and
him
rammed
out.
Him.
Yeah, and hit him.
Right
the,
into him.
Right into him.
Like on purpose.
Like it looked out, but then he just whispered in the sorry.
Well, I always do that when I hurt somebody.
Yeah, but never
sorry.
Stopped.
Sorry.
Go. So, oops.
I gotta go.
Yeah, didn't get out of the car and say, oh,
well,
man,
Rock County,
you,
do your job.
Are you okay?
Find this guy.
Yeah, find him.
That's all I got to say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, throw the key away
That's
when
right.
you lock him up. And
under the prison.
Yeah, under the prison.
You'll never see the light of day again.
Yeah.
What's the phone number up there at Hendrix Wilging Insurance Company, just in case? And you can, there's other people that work in the office, just in case.
There's
you
a lot of us. Yeah. If you don't want to talk to me, yeah. Or if you find out that maybe I'm out for a couple of days, could be a fail.
But you're covered.
Well, you're due for a fall, aren't you?
Shut up. I just got my e-bike, I'm planning on riding it today.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right.
She's going to come to my house.
Yeah, where we're going to start riding, her and I, together.
So you're going to ride one down and bring the other with?
No, I'll probably put the rack on my car, and then I'll bring them both over, and then we'll just start riding.
That's going to be a long ride from Tip Your Canoe.
So
that's not that wrong. Not on an e-bike. The bike, it's like taking a moped up there.
We rode them in Germany. Yeah, it was way lots of fun. Yeah,
so in Elkhorn, we'll be the ones.
They're white, just so you know.
The knee pads. And
a helmet.
Elbow pads.
I'm going to
And the huge helmets. And
the
I'm going to wear
padded helmets.
Riding boots.
But
like
it's
my
so funny
motorcycle
when you
riding
start them
boots.
Up, the motor kicks in really quick, so you kind of go, you're like not expecting them to go as fast.
I'm going
to
wear, as a matter of
fact,
I'm going
to have my chaps on, my leather coat. We're getting biker serious now.
All my Harley gear.
You can put all your Harley gear as we're
with
riding
my
around
big old
on our pretty little white e-bike.
Uh-huh. I'm going to show Whiskey.
Yeah. I'll come up on my
I'm
golf
sure he'll
court
be intimidated.
I'm sure he will. I should step off the sidewalk.
Here comes Nancy.
I got to go visit Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Kay. I haven't even talked to her about being my neighbor.
Well, she's not
she's kind
like,
of my neighbor now. She's around the corner.
Down the
sort of.
Down the road. Well, it's Elkhorn around the corner.
Well,
what's
it's
in the square,
Elkhorn.
So
everybody in Elkhorn is my neighbor
walk.
Now.
So if you left Nancy's.
Okay.
Yes, tell them exactly where they live.
And we're going towards St. Pat's.
No, I'm just saying is if you left Nancy's and went not north and then made a not left turn.
Okay.
Then you would be there. And by the time you got there, you probably would be ready for another cocktail. That's why I say
See,
it's a sobering
perfect.
Walk.
See? Mm-hmm.
It's probably, it's over a half a mile.
That's 6 blocks. That's not so bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I'm saying it's a sobering walk.
And we're going to be on bikes. So
E-bikes,
but bikes. Going Can you imagine if they're getting ready to go on a ride? That's what we need to do, is we need to wait until Dan and the guys are going on a ride, and then we're going to pull up on our e-bikes and be like, here we are.
We're ready to go. Yeah. Let's go.
And I want, can we get like the little streamer things to come out of the handlebars?
We can.
And a bell. Zing, zing.
Oh, don't
zing,
forget
zing,
the
zing,
basket.
Zing,
you got to have
zing,
the white basket with the daisy on it.
The daisy basket? Oh, we can do all
I'm
going to
make Ty buy me one, and then you don't
we
have...
Put,
then we can
we
find
can
a friend, too.
We can put little fluorescent
too.
Stickers on it that glow in the daisy ones with the
oh,
fluorescent.
Oh, remember how you used
yeah?
to put the playing card,
and
it would go...
click. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, my God. We're going to end up in the paper.
Yeah.
Crazy ladies
and
e-bikes.
All over the interwebs, because we're going to videotape
this. Oh, my God. It's going to be
We can go viral.
And we're starting again.
Hendrix Wilging Insurance Company, I promise you, if you call and you
I'm
need help.
I'm way more professional than I have been.
Right.
It is insurance. Sunday morning, and Tom was
yes.
was birthdayed yesterday.
Birthday.
That was birthdayed.
You were birthed
What'd
yesterday.
What'd you do? I don't know. Yeah, I got birthdayed. It was really weird.
It was birthdayed yesterday.
I'm going to pull myself
it's
together.
It's all over now.
Oh, just stop.
I know, right?
Just stop. It's coming up next, right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
One for the road.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop talking.
And now for my favorite part of the show, besides when Renee shows up.
Oh, my God. My ribs hurt.
I know. I think we got 3 snorts out of her, too.
Oh,
always,
at least.
We kind of, that's kind of our silent goal, I think. Is
Every
to,
time right. she comes in.
Right.
We're going to have to start calling snorts at the beginning of the segment.
Ah.
This is a 4 snort segment.
Oh.
Let's see if we can make 4.
See if we can make it, yeah.
She won't know what we're talking
and
about.
Oh, she would know. The minute we say, well, if
Maybe.
She's not, listen, yeah, if we do it when she's not in here.
I think we can handle it.
Okay, so... I don't know if this is true, and it's probably not, but I have to say it anyway. I'm not sure that we can continue to call the Maryland dad,
because there was a report that I saw, and of course, I have no way of verifying it. I just thought it was interesting if it's true that he was, in fact, not the dad of these kids. So now he's just the Maryland guy.
Oh, well.
Right. But
I guess.
So I don't even know, and I honestly don't care. However, I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this again. I may have said it last week. I'm just going to say it again. I just think all of this stuff needs to stop. Number one, not one tax dollar should go to anybody flying to El Salvador to have any kind of contact with this person. Also, what?
Go ahead.
Did I say compact?
No. You're doing great.
I want to know if they're saying that he was denied due process. That means that he did not get a hearing that he was supposed to get. Isn't that what Zoom is for? Didn't we learn this?
That's what they taught me in COVID.
Yeah. Aren't we all Zoom professionals now? I mean, can't we just shut these people up by giving him the due process via Zoom? Because the outcome is going to be the same.
Well, first of all, he's not a citizen. What race does he have?
He does not. And that's the thing. You didn't respect our due process coming in.
Absolutely.
I don't know why we're trying to respect your due process going out.
Right.
So.
I got to just stop.
Uh-oh.
And it's just stop being stupid. Because think about all these politicians going down to El Salvador to try and save this guy, which we should not be saving.
No.
He is a gang member. Mm-hmm. He's a wife beater. And he's not an American citizen. But think about all the people going down there to see him. How many of those politicians showed up in North Carolina after the hurricanes?
Zero.
Not one.
Zero.
So just stop with this crocodile tear BS. You don't care about your own citizens, but you're willing to put it all on the line for an illegal immigrant, gangbanger, wife-beating, bad person.
Beep. Right.
Right.
I have said this so many times on this show, and I do not understand why we don't show more respect for the people who want to come here, who love this country, who contribute, and who've done it through the legal process or are in the process of doing it legally. And I've said this, when you allow gang members and people like this to stay, you are allowing the very people that these actual legal refugees are running from.
Right.
They are upending their entire life, their children, their family, to come to a safe country. Maybe we should learn from them. How about we stay away? We keep the people out that these people are running from.
Right. And why don't we quit telling all these stories and having all this news on the illegal criminals, gang members, murderers, rapists that were getting out of the country? And let's find a legal immigrant family that came in and see what they've done.
Melania Trump.
Well, there's one, but I'm talking a little
there's
bit more
lots of them.
Normal.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But follow that path of them entering into the country legally and how hard they've been working and what all they had to do and the future that they're building. Why don't we make this a success story rather than a bag of lies
and
somebody who doesn't deserve
it? Why don't you spend all that time that you're doing traveling coming up with a way to make this system more efficient for people?
Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right. It shouldn't take you 5, 6, 10, 12 years to accomplish this. It shouldn't.
Right.
Vetted. You know, take a test. You got to know some stuff about the United States. Sorry, but you do.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know.
I think it's certainly natural.
Get these people processed a lot faster that deserve and want to be here and want to be part of our society and culture.
Yeah.
These people don't. They're trying to destroy our society and culture.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of it.
And why, like, these other people, they work so hard and they want to be here and they're.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. It's also not fair to the moms and the dads and the sisters and the brothers of the people that have died at the hands of these people that are not supposed to be here.
Right.
And just because he hasn't killed anybody yet that we know of.
Well, I'm here to tell you, he's got something. Blood on his hands. And all the politicians that are refusing to come back until he's released.
Bye-bye.
Get comfortable.
Bye-bye.
Because if I was in charge, you wouldn't have anything to come back to.
Bye-bye.
We'll send your stuff to you.
Yeah.
Here's your underwear. Enjoy.
I don't know. My biggest issue, really, I mean, obviously, the crime, no. But the complete and utter smack in the face disrespect for those people who have done the right thing.
Absolutely.
Is just nauseating.
Yep.
It's just, that's just such disrespect for people. And I
100% agree.
Right. It's just ridiculous.
And our apologies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean.
No, we didn't do it, but sorry that you're not getting the recognition that you deserve.
Right. Hey, I have a, I don't want to get like super deep into this subject because I don't think anybody needs to get deep into this subject outside of their own homes, because I think that this is where this should be taught. But
you're intriguing me.
With regard to the teachers at whatever age, teaching, honestly, anything that is outside of a health class to teach you about your own, teach you about bodies and things like that, we should not be, teachers should not be responsible for instructing and educating children on LGBTQ,
no,
on any of that. It's not because of, I mean, they shouldn't be teaching them anything about relationships other than be nice to everyone.
Right. That's they what don't parents
need to,
are for.
Right. They don't need to go into, this is why you have to be nice to this person, or this is why this person's different and you have to look past that. Stop. Be nice to everyone. Doesn't matter what color they are. Nothing matters. None of that matters. How many teachers do you think are so uncomfortable with having to do this anyway?
I have no idea. I couldn't imagine.
I have some friends that they're women. They're married. They have a daughter. Okay. They have this experience. They want to educate their children from their perspective.
That's
the
right.
Last thing they want is some straight white middle-aged teacher who's married with three kids who has no idea of the perspective of that kind of relationship teaching their child. They want their child to be taught how they know with their knowledge and their experience, because that's a situation that they're in. And so I don't know why this shouldn't even be a discussion. You should not be allowing that in school at all. That is the parents' responsibility.
Correct.
To teach them, period. Just like it is not the school's responsibility to potty train your child when they're in third grade. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the same thing.
Right.
None of this should be happening in the school. We shouldn't even be arguing about this.
No.
Because
shouldn't be a conversation.
We're graduating kids that can't read, that are completely illiterate. We've got high schoolers and college kids reading at third grade levels. Like, no. Do your job.
Correct.
But I'm telling you what, they won't, and they probably can't say it, but you know darn well these teachers are just as uncomfortable with this with this subject matter.
Yes, I would agree with that, and I hope I'm correct that the majority of the teachers are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are some that are brainwashing our kids, and that's their goal.
Right.
You know, and I 100% disagree with that. You need to raise your kids the way you think they should be raised.
Right.
That's why they're your kids.
Right. Anyway, all right. Have a good rest of the day. Happy birthday, Zach. Happy birthday yesterday to you.
Thank you.
And we will be here same time, same place next week.
Yep.
Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.